Welcome back to Coast this hour. Glynis McCants with us and your phone calls right here on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Glynis McCants with us. Glynis, we've talked before about numbers in your home address.
Yes.
Which we really can't control too much unless you move. But how does that work?
Well, what you can do, though, is alter it. And it would be like saying number feng shui. Like, let's say your home address reduced down to the number 7, and 7 is the home of the loner, and you find that you're always by yourself, and that doesn't feel social. Maybe you can't even meet people. You could alter the energy by putting another number on the inside of the door. You could change the energy. So, example, the number 5 on the inside of the door, 7 plus 5 is 12, 1 plus 2 is 3. Now you're inviting more communication. It's more playful. And what's great, I mean, I have done this now over 27 years.
Yes, you have.
More than I, you know, didn't do it in my life. And I'm telling you, I get letters again. When people change the number, they change the energy of their home without having to move. And it can actually help your relationship. You know, I have women who call me and say, I never talk to my husband. I feel like he's not even here. We change the energy of the house, and suddenly they get closer.
That's amazing.
It's exciting, because why not, right? Again, we know feng shui does work. It's vibration. Well, this is another form of vibration that can alter energy in your home. And I do cover that in Glynis Has Your Number, the book, as well as Love by the Numbers. Both books cover that.
What a great gift that would be.
Mm-hmm.
You for Christmas to people.
Oh, yes. I love anytime we do like a corporate event, or even I've had gals call me where it's like a party of 25. I will come do the numbers. And I'd like to help people get along better, especially in business. When there's a breakdown in communication, your business will suffer. I can literally come in and tell you what's going on and how to talk in a new way so that you get more from your employee instead of discourse.
Are you still doing events?
Oh, yeah. I do events. I've got what I've done now that I'm loving. I have luncheons where I get like 25 people and we sit down and have a real discussion about numbers. And each person in the group gets to ask one numerology question to make sure they get that one-on-one attention. Because when I do the big events, as you know, it's like 150, 250 people or whatever it may be. They won't get that one-on-one attention. So I have those, and I can always check my website. I let them know when it is. Plus, my newsletter is free. That's when I announce what I'm doing.
All right, let's go to the calls. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We'll start by going to Sherry, Skype caller. Skype is starting to work here, April 12th, 1955 for her.
Okay.
And let's go to Sherry. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hi, Glynis.
Hi, on Skype. Does that mean you can see her, George?
I Tom can. I can't.
Oh, okay.
If she has her camera on, he can see her.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll tell you a funny story about that off air.
Okay.
you can only imagine, poor Tommy.
The book he could write, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So, Sherry, go ahead. Your question?
Yes, I've been having a dreadful time in every aspect of my life, relationship, finances, health, legal issues, particularly in the last about 2.5 years, but more broadly over the last 5 years.
Hmm. Well, you know, that's a long time for things to be going bad, correct?
Yes.
All right. So let me just take a look at this year and last year to simply say, when I talk about personal year cycles and they shift each year, last year you were in a cycle of 4, which is a challenge to you. Your life path number is 9, and 9, you want to be more spontaneous. You want to be able to do what you want. The 4 made it harder for you. This year, it's a cycle of 5, which means completely out of your control. No matter what you try to make work, Sherry, doesn't feel like you can do it, correct?
Definitely.
Okay, so what we have to believe is if we can, again, why do I use numerology as a tool? It gives you a little more knowledge, and that knowledge becomes power. January 1st, you're going to go into a personal year of 6. You were born on a 3-day. You're a 9 life path. 3, 6, 9 are completely naturally matched. That tells me it has to be better. There's no way it can stay like this. It cannot sustain itself. It's like walking through a cycle. It's getting better, Sherry. I promise you that.
That's definitely encouraging. I need some encouragement.
Yes, you do. But again, remember, this year is moving quickly. So make a note, like every morning, what do I want to accomplish? Whatever that little goal is, write it down to make sure it happens. Otherwise, Monday becomes Friday, and you never get it done. You run out of time.
All right, good luck, Sherry, and thanks for the Skype call. Skype is George97313. That's the phone number. Call. Let's go to Tammy next. Connerville, Ohio we go. May 4th, 1974. Giving you those birth dates as a little head start, Glynis.
Okay.
May 4th, 1974. Tammy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Hi.
How's Tammy?
Oh, a little agitated tonight.
Are you? What happened?
Oh, just having some financial and emotional issues.
Ah, okay.
All right. So, Tammy, this is what I would tell you. When we were talking earlier, sometimes we can be born on a day that is a challenge to our life path, and that tells me that you often feel misunderstood. Like people get an impression of who you are, but they're not right. How true has that been in your life?
Very true.
Okay. Now, why is that? Born on a 4-day. So the 4, remember, I said it's very direct, it's very honest, but behind it is your 3, which is that lighter energy that says, you guys, I really do want to have fun. I want to laugh. And why did life get so serious, right?
Right.
Okay. The cycle that you're in this year is cycle of 7. You literally have to get to the point when you say, let go and let God. You have to surrender. You're holding on way too tight, and that doesn't work. You feel like the weight of the world's on your shoulders, and that will always lead to depression.
Right.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. Now, remember I told George about the power of the number 8? I also talked about, like, the affirmations to start doing daily.
Yes.
That affirmation's posted under the numbers link. Like, if you go to numbercity.com to the menu, look up the affirmation. You do that 15 minutes a day, Tammy, and I promise you will flip that financial door. That door will start to open instead of feeling so frustrated.
Okay. Thank you.
I promise that. Yeah. Done that forever now, George. 20 years, by
yep.
the way.
Do you tell people bad news if you see it?
Oh, you better. I'll give you a great example. You often ask me that, and I thought, what could I tell George to give him a sense of that? I had a woman call me. This was counseling. She got married in August. This man married her, but the guy that she really loved, that never would marry her, suddenly tracked her down at the honeymoon and brought her home. So that means she left the man she married to suddenly be with this guy who never committed. When I looked at the numerology, I could see that the man she married was good for her, and the guy that came and got her wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And she was shocked. She was like, whoa. I mean, it just freaked her out because she really felt confused. She didn't know what to do. By the time we were done with the conversation, she realized she had to give this man she married a chance and let that guy go.
Wow. And she did?
She did. And she was so grateful. She's like, you gave me clarity when I couldn't see. I just couldn't see straight. But through numbers, I could see the whole story.
You're like a psychotherapist.
Well, you know what it is? When we talk about psychic ability, like all of us have that. Like when you think of your friend, the phone rings, it's your friend. But when I look at numbers, that opens my third eye. I can see what's happening. And yeah, I'm a natural counselor to help you by numbers. That's my tool.
Our next little visit is North Hollywood, California. Greg is with us. Gregory, November 26th. Got a birthday coming up in a month and a plus. November 26th, 1957. Gregory, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi there. I do that annual check of astrology where it says, oh, certain months are going to be more financially favorable for me and all that. So I'm curious what the numbers would have to say to compare.
Well, I would tell you, again, personal year cycle gives us a sense of what we're going through. You have this year, you're in a personal year of 8. 8 is about money. It's about looking at the finances. How can I make my money grow? But it's also about physical health. How's your body? Tell me about you.
I just had a couple teeth removed.
Okay. So what was happening with your teeth that you had to do that?
They looked to see whether it was going to need a root canal, but it was worse off. So
right. So that's what the cycle of 8 is, Greg. It's like it's a wake-up call. You know, it's like if my lower back was kind of hurting, but I ignore it, next thing I know, I'm bedridden. Mm-hmm. Same thing with you. You're like, okay, my teeth kind of hurt, but I think I'm okay, but you weren't. So in the cycle of 8, it's time to look at your physical health, but it's also a good time to look at if I don't know what kind of money you make or where you're at financially, but if you had just a little something, it's time to look at investing for you because you're in that cycle. You could turn that dollar into $10.
I was going to say the work took a big change because every 4 years it seems to reinvent itself. And so, yeah, it was a very slow year so far.
Yeah. And you know what else, George? When someone has the actual number in their chart, when we talk about, like, say, affirmation, he's born on an 8-day, you're a 5 life path. Greg, it means it's never a dull moment for you. You can't stand to be bored. Like, if you got stuck in a room for too long, you'd be restless and have to get out.
Are people born on the same day, do they have similar traits?
There's no doubt about it. When I read someone, let's say maybe a guy comes to me and he was born on a 3-day, he's a 6, and then there's a gal sitting there who was born on a 3-day, she's a 9. If I have those two connect, they're going to find they have stuff in common, you bet. Now, what makes us all different? There are 3 numbers in your name. Your birth certificate name gives you your destiny number. You also have a maturity number. So there are other numbers to mix it up. But I'll give you another one. Is a good example. Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Remember when they broke up for a minute?
Yep.
Well, that was heartbreaking to me because I actually put them in the book because I believe in their love relationship because they're so naturally matched. But I say in my book that if there's any drugs or alcohol involved, no matter how good the relationship, it can fall apart. Well, there was a problem. Remember, she was dealing with bipolar disorder and he got cancer? But boom, they came full circle, and he's like, I will never take for granted this relationship. And his biggest recommendation was date night. He's like, I now date her again. See, that's numbers. Like, I'll give you another one. Beyonce and Jay-Z. People are talking about them as a couple, and the big rumor this year or summer was they're going to break up. You remember the elevator incident?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With the sister or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. So yeah. People were saying they're going to break up. But when I looked at their numbers, they were both born on a 4-day and they're both a 5 life path. That tells me that they have a unique understanding and that that relationship would be worth saving. Like, do you know that they are worth $800 million as a couple, George?
What?
I'm not exaggerating. Look it up. They dated for 6 years.
Yeah, she's what has she got? $799 million, and he's got one or what?
No, really. Oh no, Jay-Z. I think he even has more of the wealth than she does.
Yeah, he does well.
He's remarkable. But what I'm saying is, when you come together and you got numbers that are the same, it is worth working things out. You know, it's worth saying, okay, maybe there was a problem. Maybe there was a flirtation. Why would you ruin this? Jay-Z will never do better than Beyonce or vice versa. There is magic in that coupling. So that's what I do. Sometimes I will, as a counselor, crusade for a couple to stay together. But if it's really toxic, I'm not going to ask you to stay.
Okay,
I'm going to be happy.
Let's go next to our first-time caller, Bridget, in Los Angeles, May 19th. 1991. Hey, Bridget, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hi, Glynis. Hi, George. How are you guys?
Great.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. So, quick question for Glynis. I actually really got into George Norris' show because of you. When I actually heard what you guys were talking about, I was so, like, I felt like I just couldn't believe, like, what I was hearing because I'm a 9 life path, and I never really understood who I was until I actually, you know, got your book and everything. So I just saw a little bit of patterns in my chart that I'm questioning about. Like, I'm a 9 life path, and my soul is 11, and I have a 9 personality, and I have a 2 destiny.
Wait, can you do me a favor and say your birthday again?
May 19th, 1991.
Okay, so May 19th, 1991. Born on a 1-day, 6.
22.
That makes you an 8 life path, doesn't it?
No, they put it wrong. I'm actually 1992.
Okay.
Aha, 92. Okay.
Yeah.
Because, George, I would have sat there thinking, oh, poor thing thinks she's a 9, but she's an 8.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are, okay, and your question was, go ahead.
Yeah, that I have a lot of repeating numbers. Like, I have a 9 life path, and then I have a Thorge 11. Uh-huh. And I have a 9 personality and a 2 destiny.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to know, like, what is the conflict between those two numbers and how can I balance my life?
Okay, so here's what I would tell you, George. People often ask me this. Because when we talk about a life path number, which is the big number when you take your full date of birth and reduce it to 1 digit, they're afraid that if there are numbers that are challenged in their name or something, that it's not good for them. Like, they're like, what's wrong with my chart? How do I fix it? I don't feel that way. I think you need to embrace each number, like study those numbers, find out what does it mean in your soul, what is it about your personality. I will tell you this, though. since you are born a nine life path, how often do you feel people, like when you give advice, that they think you think you're better than they are? How often has that happened?
All the time.
Okay, George, so do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can look at a number and say, okay, here's how you can be perceived. Then it becomes your job to put them at ease. You might say, gee, that's a nice haircut, or I like your dress. Whatever you have to say so they calm down. Now, the question is, why did they do it? Because nine is the number of completion. It is considered an old soul energy, and on a subconscious level, people think you think you're better. It's not your fault, but it is something you need to be aware of so you can break the pattern.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Bridget. Appreciate you being on the program. A few minutes left for the break, and then we'll come back with more phone calls with the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your number. Those two books are still available, are they not?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, and we still have people getting married. I've had over 2,500 couples now get married from Love by the Numbers.
Isn't that cool?
Yep. I'm very
excited. It's got to make you feel great about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you picked Charlie by the Numbers.
Oh, and by the way, October 30th, 10 years together married.
Going strong. That's because he doesn't argue with you.
You know what's so funny about you saying that? He is a four life path, and it's so funny. People think because I married a four that I don't realize that the four is a challenge to my life path three. That is ridiculous. Of course I know. What happens is sometimes Charlie will hold his position so strong, I just back off. It's not worth the debate, and I give it up, George.
I've never seen him hold his position with you.
Well, that's because he's being charming to you, dear.
Uh-huh.
Ask anybody in our life. Actually, it turns into a comedy routine between us because it seems very funny, but he will call me out, and if he feels strongly about something, that's at the end. He presents it like a lawyer. You're not
going to
win.
Yes. I love it. Next up, okay, let's go to Martha in Washington, D.C., January 7, 1964. Hi, Martha. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
There you go, Glynis.
You brought something up just a few minutes ago about people that have the same birth date.
Yeah.
My son and I share the same birth date, January 7th. Mine's 64. His is 99.
And that's different, right?
Those numbers are different.
Because the actual day you're born is the same, like month and day, but your year is different. So in your case, 7, 8, 9. One second. January 7th, 1964, correct?
Yes.
All right, so you're a one life path.
Yes.
And then in his case, he's a nine life path.
Yeah.
So that makes it very different.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. How old is this child now?
He's going to be 16 in January.
Okay, how often do you feel like you have no idea what's going on with him?
About 99.9% of the time.
Right. Now, I like that you said that because he was born in 1999, wasn't he?
Yes.
So let's play with 99.99.
Uh-huh.
The point is, he doesn't let you in. He was born on the 7, which is man of mystery.
Yes.
He is a 9 life path. Here's how you roll, Martha. You're the girl who says, tell me the problem and we'll fix it.
Uh-huh.
You like to know what it is so you can fix it. He doesn't do that. He will only tell you when he's ready, and that's what makes it difficult.
Oh, how so difficult.
Yes.
Oh, goodness.
And here's the other thing. Since he is a 9, remember I said they're the old soul in numerology?
Mm-hmm.
He's stuck in a kid's body for now, but he wants to get on with it.
Yeah, he does.
There you go. So isn't that nice to know the difference, though, George? Here they're born the same
sure
day,
is.
But the year gives them a different life path.
That changes it. But what if it's...
Can I get to my question?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. There's just been a lot of stuff going on within the house, and it's got to do with somebody else who's very sick.
And let's both hold. We'll come right back after the break, and we'll answer that for both of you, and then we'll take final phone calls. Glynis McCants with us, the numbers lady, right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie, and we will be right back. Okay, next hour, we're going to talk about some old-time medicine and some of the incredible stories. It'll just keep you on the end of your chair. True, truly remarkable stories. In a moment, we'll be back with Glynis McCants, and we'll continue talking with her about numbers. And if you have not yet watched our television show, Beyond Belief, please do so by going to this website, beyondbelief.com. Back we are with Glynis McCants. Let's go to Martha in Washington, D.C., east of the Rockies. So, Martha, you were telling us that there's some kind of other influence, another person involved. Tell us a little bit more.
Well, I just left her in the hospital. She will be 88 this month on the 21st, and her birthday is 10/21/1926. And I've been taking care of her for 14 years.
Wow.
And she has stage 4 bone cancer, and as well as a number of other very serious health conditions. And I'm just, they gave her 2 years, you know, after the diagnosis. And I'm just wondering, what do you see?
Well, first of all, is this your mother? Who is it?
No, it's a friend.
It's just a friend that you're helping. Okay.
Her family didn't. She has NPD, which is narcissistic personality disorder.
Right.
But for some strange reason, I can see the big picture.
Yes.
And understand with an extremely compassionate heart. And I don't know why, because she can be very difficult. But I do love her very much.
Yeah, well, I can see that. She's born on a 3-day, and she's got that 4-life path. Remember, I said they can be their own worst enemy. It's like a tug of war within themselves.
Yes,
and sometimes she's very direct and very honest. She can be mean verbally, and then later she realizes that was not okay. But when she's in a good mood with that 3, I'm sure she looks pretty happy. Like, that's what makes you hang in there.
She's beautiful.
Yes, yes.
She truly is, inside and out. And she hates who she is when she's not.
Right. No, she ends up feeling guilty.
Yeah, but how is it that she and I are connected? I mean...
Well, that's more complicated, because then you'd have to do a full-blown chart, which is not what we do on the show, radio show, because we don't have that kind of time. But here's what I will say. Go back to the numbers on the address of where you live. What are the numbers there?
18912.
Okay, 18912. Let's see. So that's got the 3. I'm thinking, how would you? It's a house of 3. Which is considered compatible to you and the sun, but it's a challenge to her. Are you asking to alter it to help her? You know what? She has a bedroom in the place, correct?
Yes.
Put a number 2 on the inside of her bedroom door.
Okay.
Because that too encourages healing and also feeling more peaceful and serene. You know, like they putting her in a happier feeling inside herself. Because when she gets upset, she's full of angst. And gets very stressed. But that number 2 will calm it down and make her feel better. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Bedroom door.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. It's great advice.
Yeah. That'll help.
You really are like a psychotherapist.
Well, healing by the numbers. Healing by the numbers. And again, think of all these wonderful guests that you have. All these people who come through with different gifts. Yet their tools are to help heal and make people feel better.
Sure does. Okay, up next we go to Sonia, Vancouver, Canada, July 7, 1981, on the international line. Sonia, how are you?
Hi, George. Hi, Glynis. How are you guys?
Great. Good to have you on the show. Glynis, take it away.
Okay. Sonia, what is your question?
Okay. So I've been looking for a job, and I'm not quite sure where to go or what to look into. And also, my second question is my love life has been going great. It's a new relationship, and it just feels super special, and I just want to know where that's going.
So here's what I would say. Because there's so many people who call, we're going to go with one question. How about we go with the love life, and let me see the numbers. What's the date of birth?
Okay, 12/22/1974.
And the first name that they go by?
Mitchell.
Mitchell. Okay, let me just see. 781. Okay, so you've got your life path number is considered compatible. The day you're born is considered compatible. The attitude number is where you guys are a little different. So here's what I would say. How long have you been dating, or what's the story?
Oh, my gosh. We've been dating just for 4 months. But it just feels so different, like wonderful.
Okay, so I would say what you're drawn to, born the 22 is a master number, so that tells me Mitchell's smart. Like, he says things that impress you.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, George, some people in numerology need to be intellectually stimulated or they get bored.
True.
And Sonia, you're one of those. You love his brain. Yeah, so what he has to offer, there's a smartness, and he sees life in a way that gives you new eyes. It makes you see things differently, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. The other thing I'd say, he's a 1 life path, and 1 means very self-motivated. You're a 9 life path, so that tells me when I see 1 and 9 in a relationship, the world is the oyster. You guys have to decide what matters most. And I'm hoping, since you have the seven, that spirituality is a part of the relationship, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Would you say a significant part?
Oh, I would say it's pretty important. We do talk about that. And,
right. You know, and that's where you also agree.
Like similar beliefs.
Okay, so I'm going to
absolutely.
Yeah, because you have the seven, that's going to be, if this relationship moves forward, it's about, you know what, we're in this together, this is a spiritual lesson, and we're going to grow together as a couple. And remember this, Sonia, because you were born on an 8-day, there's going to be times when you hold your position, and he may shut down, he may go quiet. Remember, you have the power to let him speak again just by giving him a moment. It's almost like sometimes he needs to catch up.
On the 7th, July 7th.
You were born on a 7-day.
Yes.
That's what I have.
Okay. So that's all right.
So wait, did you say you were 7-7?
Sorry?
I heard January 7th originally. Are you saying it's 7-7?
Yeah, I'm born July 7th, 1981.
Right. So when this call opened, I believe I was said 1-7-1981. I'm sure of it. So going back to the point, it doesn't change what I just said. The energies are still there. You've still got the seven. You still have that in common. But what's nice, George, there's a thing. Remember when I talked about personal year cycle?
Yeah.
What determines that cycle is the month and day reduced to one digit. So she's got a 5 attitude, which is a natural match to his 7. So again, never a dull moment. So yeah, this is never going to be a dull moment.
Super. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Marie, Sacramento, March 29, 1958. Marie, welcome to the program. You're on the air with us.
Hi, thank you.
Sure thing.
Thanks for having me, taking my call. I was wondering what you see for me in the near future. I'm kind of at a dead spot in my job, and it's not really, really good, I don't think, for my health, because it's like standing in one spot, and I need to kind of move around. And if you see anything near future for me, a better job opportunity?
Here's what I would tell you. And I'm going to confirm this because we don't need numbers changing on us either. 3/29/1958.
Yes.
You're born on a 2-day. You are a one life path. You have a 5 attitude. You're not supposed to ever have a job where you're standing still. That's not a part of who you are.
That's number one
has to keep moving. Like, that's one of the numbers in numerology. I tell them, you better have some sort of physical fitness program, whether it's yoga or walking, anything to keep your body in motion. Otherwise, you don't feel good. True?
That's right. That is so true.
Yes, it is. And born on a 2-day, that's that intuitive thing. So this job you do, is it dealing with people? Tell me what the job is.
I'm in sales.
Right. But you're standing when you do the sale?
Yes.
Okay, so we got to get you out of there.
Yeah.
So here's the good news. You're in a personal year of 3. 3 is when we can sell the ice cube to the Eskimo. It's time to put the resume out. This could be a year to get the job you want. I mean that. It's just time to move forward. Don't get so stuck in the job where weeks pass and you didn't do anything. You can do it right now. Right now.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you.
And we get a lot of texts in the Glynis, so yes. Lydia sends one with her birth date.
Yes.
September 19, 1935.
Okay.
There you go, Lydia.
All right. And so did she submit a question? Or
no, just a quick little
bang. She just wants to know her name.
Bang. Yep.
Well, interesting. I'm going to confirm this before I say it. 111. Okay. My first thought when you said that she's a texter, born in 1935, so many people don't text, yet she is a little kid. Like, forget the year that she was born. This is a woman who's wide awake, full of life. Why do I know that? She's born on a 1-day, she's a one life path, and she has a one attitude. Oh my goodness. That's like, gotta go, gotta do. A human popcorn machine, a ton of ideas at all times.
Does it get any better?
Well, one word of caution for her, since she's in a personal year of 8, I'd say, Lydia, if anything feels achy or strange, lower back, neck pain, whatever, just get it checked out. Go to the chiropractor. Do what you're going to do so that it doesn't blow up into something more this year. But otherwise, full speed ahead.
It's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. 111. Wow.
Thanks, Lydia. Appreciate it. So in the let's look at 2015, which is, by the way, didn't this year go by fast?
Yes. Well, this year has been so interesting because I think it's been action-packed at the same time, right? Even though it's moved quickly, every morning you wake up, there's another story. You know, another story that we're dealing with, whether it's...
Oh, it never stops.
Yeah, it really doesn't. The IRS stuff, the NSA, all these different things that we're coming up against to go, okay, I do have a message for your audience that I think is extremely important. If they said, how can I feel better about my life? There are some headlines out there, depending on what you read when you go on the internet. We are bombarded by bad news. True, George?
True, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see this darling little boy. They'll say, see this precious boy? He was found dead. You see this darling couple? They drowned. I'm like, wait a second.
That's sad.
It's incredibly unhealthy. And I think when it comes to news, like programs like yours and anyone is at least trying to give us some information that we can apply to our life, I think it's imperative we start focusing more on that. And if you're someone who's on the information overload, which I think most of us are, meditation, even a bath, a bubble bath, hit a jacuzzi, whatever it is you want to do, get with nature and get away from it. Move, you know, take time out every day because many of us are addicted. We've got that computer in front of us, and whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever it might be, it's not healthy because it's a little too much hitting you at the same time. But if you just take a little time out, get with nature, even 10 minutes a day, that's going to make a difference, and it's going to make you feel better. And in answer to your question, 2015, when you break it down, 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 5 is 8. Keep in mind, when you trace the number 8, yes, it will be political. We're going to be up against politics, George, no doubt about it. It's going to be money. We're going to be dealing with money. You know, this whole stock market. By the way, what are you hearing about the stock market?
Well, I hear within the next year it could implode.
Okay, and I would tell you, because the cycle is 8 and 8 deals with money, that would not surprise me. Do you see? But what I like about 8, it does have 2 perfect circles, which means if we go in the wrong direction, we have the power to flip it and make it better in the same year, George. It doesn't have to, we don't have to wait another year to fix it. We can write the course in this new cycle. And by the way, the stock market, as high as it's been, it doesn't feel real anyway, does it? I mean, I don't feel it could sustain itself anyway.
Not to me.
No. So something's shifting, and we're going to see that shift in the new cycle. But if people can get back to taking care of their health, because you cannot save the world. There are so many of us who wish we could, change the way things are. All we can do is start back to our family, you know, our lives. Who's in our life? How do we giving to charity? All these wonderful charities. One of my favorite one is the one children that go to school hungry in the United States of America. I think that is heartbreaking. You know, that's a wonderful thing. So when in doubt, focus out, find a way to give to others, and you'll be fine.
All right, let's go to Giovanna in Cleveland, March 3rd, 1975, east of the Rockies. Hello, Giovanna.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Pretty name, different.
How is your mustache growing in?
Slowly. But no, actually very fast. It's coming back quickly.
Glad to hear it.
We had a tragedy, Glennis, but I'll tell you about that
later. Wait, what happened?
My trimmer guide on my mustache trimmer fell off, and I didn't know that. So I grabbed it out of my little bag, and I went to trim it, and I whacked half of the mustache off.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was faced with the dilemma of trying to create a phony side or shaving the whole thing off. And I had to shave the whole thing off. It's now been 2.5 weeks, and it's almost back to normal now.
Wow.
So it's getting close. Oh, anyway, go ahead, Giovanni.
But it's growing back fast. That's the good news.
That's right.
Okay, go ahead, Giovanni.
Hi there. I was calling to – I'm going through a different change of direction with career and was just wondering how that's going and then, you know, has experienced a lot of loss over the last year or so.
All right, so here's what I do. First, we look at the fact that you were born on a 3-day. Your full date of birth adds up to a 1. You have a 6 attitude. The 3 is about communication. I don't care what the job is. You have to find a way to creatively express yourself, whatever that looks like. If you cannot talk or say what you feel, it's not healthy. So in your work, will you be able to do that, this new work?
Oh, absolutely.
Fabulous. The other thing, and I love knowing this, personal year cycle. In your case, it's the cycle of four, which means whatever you don't know, it's time to pick up the book. It's time to take the class. It is time to educate yourself. Is that what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. And every night listening to the show.
Well, do you see? So you are completely on track is what I want to say. This is a
right,
good
okay.
time for you. Now, keep this in mind. Once you get that, you know, that personal year four passes and you finally know what you're doing, it's full speed ahead, cycle of five. It moves really quickly. So take advantage of this time to observe your life and decide who belongs in it and who to let go of.
Wow, big choices.
Yes.
Great advice.
Good choices.
Thanks, Giovanna.
Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. Cleveland, almost close to Detroit, my own industrial area there. We've got time for another one or two. Laura is in Cincinnati, April 10, 1964. Laura, thanks for holding, and you're up on the air with us. Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
I was calling to see if anything, you know, financially would get better or health would get better.
Well, you know what? I'm going to talk about your numerology because there's something interesting that I really like about it. And did you say your name was Cindy?
No, it's Laura.
Okay, I've got to make sure.
Mine is George, not Laura, but
okay,
she's Laura.
So Laura, and you were born 4/10/1964?
Right.
Okay. There are packs of numbers in numerology, like the 157 are the mind numbers, are the ones who never stop thinking. 248 is business-minded. 369 is creative. It is unusual for a person to have all three birth numbers in the same category, but you do, Laura. And what you have, you were born on a one day. You're a seven life path. You have a five attitude. That tells me you have an incredible mind. You should be focusing on any ways in which to use it. It could be writing. It's about expression. Nature is beauty. A lot of people with your numbers can be photographers because when they take a picture, they can see what we don't see. Some of them are professional travelers because they like to get out of the regular environment to explore. How much does that ring true for you in your life?
Definitely. The only bad part is that I'm blind. But
well, so isn't that interesting, though? When did you go blind?
It was like 27 years ago.
Uh-huh. So what happens in your mind? I mean, that doesn't stop you from being the storyteller you're meant to be, does it, Laura?
Minute to go, Glennis.
No.
Okay, so I'm suggesting, what about, and I'm going to make a suggestion here, George. It's important. Seven is spirituality. You need to provide messages of hope. Because you've been blinded, yet you're still alive, and you still try to find the beauty in life, correct?
Almost done with time, Glennis.
Okay.
The clock has got us.
That's my suggestion. 157, she has a story to tell.
It's a great story to tell.
Yeah, absolutely.
Glennis, good luck to you and everything. Give Charlie our best.
I will. Thank you, George.
Glennis has your numbers, thenumberslady.com. I invite you all to go up to her website and take a look at some of the incredible things that she does, looking still for some Christmas presents. Her books, Love by the Numbers, and Glennis has your number. Up next, we're going to talk about old-time medicine, but not the way you think. Get ready for a couple hours that'll keep you just waiting for more. I'm George Norrie, back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM.